If you have type 2 diabetes like I have, you're confronted with choices. You can choose to feel sorry for yourself. I hope you don't.
Now, folks, the fact that I'm drinking regular soda is pretty important because I have diabetes, right? It could contribute to killing me, folks, but, you know, it's a lifestyle choice, and it's my right, so no one's really stopping me. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you choose to get involved with a good doctor.
I'm diabetic because I'm fat. I'm so fat that I get made fun of behind my back at work. Yay.
Woo!
I'm so fat. I've had people make fun of me by asking if I'm pregnant. Yes. Ha ha ha, that's a great one. Ask the fat man if he's pregnant.
It's like he's just a big, weak ball of blubber.
You learn to check your own blood sugar.
Why did man have such a sweet rectum?
Feeding time, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I got underwear on, you can't even see them. Huh? Because they're under fat.
Surprised he doesn't get dizzy spells and pass out from his diabetes.
Nice big blobs in here. Oh, yeah. This is a massive amount of fat, folks.
Now, at 3 years old, Elijah weighs a shocking 92 pounds. He drinks 20 bottles of chocolate milk every day. So today, Elijah's cries for food have turned into threatening, violent, full-blown tantrums that can happen anywhere, at any time. Let me show you all what this scream is like.
What a pussy.
And it's just disgusting. Sometimes you just want to vomit on these people.
Just cut back on the carbohydrates you're eating.
Step into a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah!
It's a good day to die.
It's a feeding frenzy right now.
I get really emotional sometimes, folks, and that's why I overeat.
Find out some things about diabetes.
Diabetes was very, very rare. Now it's up 3,000-some%.
Go ahead and make a pig out of yourself.
Suck it down.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses nothing by all.
It's time to make a milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. Back to end the week with the Friday program. I have got a great show for you today. I gotta be honest with you, I'm a little pissed. Look, you know, when you do a show, and a lot of you, most of you probably don't experience this because you don't have a stupid podcast with any type of listenership. I'm not saying that I'm, you know, famous or celebrity. Who am I kidding? Of course, that's what I'm saying. I'm a very important person. I'm a media fucking darling. You hang on every single one of my words and cum farts that I play for you. Now listen, when you put yourself out there like I do, you're going to get all sorts of people listening to you, and not all of them are going to be stable. And I welcome those people. You know me. I welcome those people with arms wide open. I have them do stupid shit for me. It's entertaining. I love the fucktards that listen to my program. But occasionally, one will just really start to annoy the fuck out of me, stir shit up, and just be a general nuisance to myself. Not only myself, but to other freaks who listen to this program. I, of course, am talking about the window licker, who, quite honestly, is a pathetic loser. When you think about it, I know he has mental issues, so some of it has to be excused, but he's so starved for attention, he's willing to do things like masturbate with Orajel, dress up like a baby and shit himself and suck on a binky. So anything he says, you really have to take with a grain of salt. Now, whenever Window Licker is feeling like I'm not paying attention to him, he likes to start shit by saying that he's going to release all of my shows on BitTorrent. Whatever. It's already posted up there, I'm sure. Now, he now feels, the newest thing is that he feels like the show is not as good as it used to be, so he wants to stage an intervention. And Shomer, this is the thing, this is why he's so stupid. He's trying to contact longtime listeners of the show to build support and then confront me. I know, it's retarded. This is a fucking podcast, by the way. This should not be your whole life. If you don't like the show, find something else. There's gazillions of podcasts out there. I'm having fun with my show. I like the... As long as I'm entertaining myself, I hope other people are entertained as well. And I think they are. Sure, I get comments every day on the voicemail line from people that don't like certain things. Someone just called in the other day and said that they don't want to hear Sextastic Tuesday or whatever. I don't have a problem listening to criticism, but the way Window Licker does it is just fucking annoying. And keep in mind, most of my listeners hate the Window Licker because they see him as the insignificant, annoying troll that he is. Now, like I said, he made a tragic misstep in that he tried to contact longtime listeners of the show who, you know, the majority of them have my back, so I know exactly what's going on here. One of those people is Cheryl Murkowski, who sent me a screen cap of her conversation with the Window Licker. So I'm going to read this now for you so you can hear what's going on. I wish Cheryl was available so she could read her own parts, but I'll do her voice. All right, Window Licker writes in, "It's the Window Licker. Could you contact me ASAP in regards to Tim? We're trying to get a bunch... Oh, I'm trying to get a bunch of freaks together for a secret project." Very gay that sounds. "That Tim doesn't know about. For Tim. I need you and Madge to contact me when you get a chance." Cheryl responds,
"Okay, what do you want, you dirty freak?"
"It's time, time for Tim's intervention."
"This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers."
Oh no.
"Viewer discretion is advised."
How great would that be that I come home and I just see a bunch of you freaks in my living room with papers in your hand and Jeff Von Nostrin or whatever the fuck his name, or Candy, one of those interventionists, sitting down. "Tim, we all love you like crazy, but we have a few things we want to say." And then Cheryl stands up with her paper.
"I care about you so much, but distorted view has affected me in the following ways."
All right, so there's an intervention being planned by one person. It'd be a huge success. Cheryl responds, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And then Window Licker says, "Timmy has been caring less and less over the years about the content of the show. He lives off the money we give him to pay his rent. I don't want him to be out on his ass because he doesn't care anymore." I don't care anymore. "He needs an intervention as to why we listen to DV." And Cheryl pretty much sums up what I hope most of you feel. "You are so fucking retarded. Yeah, Tim is such a slacker, just like you are extremely attractive and not fucked up at all." Get fucked. Love, Cheryl. Now, look, I don't know what to tell the Window Licker anymore. I don't think you should listen to the show. I just feel like we should part ways. And take whoever you want with you. Whoever's willing to go with you, take them. I can't keep wasting time with you on this stupid point. I could be using this time to be producing new content. This is all your fault, Window Licker. I just think it's time we part ways. Look, maybe this isn't the same show that you grew up with or whatever 3 years ago or whatever. Just know that I am not going to change. I'm going to continue doing what I do and what I feel is right. And if you don't like it, in Cheryl Murkowski's own words, get fucked. Thank you. And again, I have no problem listening to you guys who have comments or concerns or suggestions to improve the show. I love that. I love, you know, this year I'm doing more interviews. Started doing weekend shows again. Some of you said that you wanted video casts. So I've been producing more. I did two of those during the Sideshow exclusively. So look, I listen to you. I just can't deal with Window Licker. He's so very aggressively annoying. So I don't want to hear from him. don't call in anymore. Just get fucked and die. Thank you. All right, now listen. I have got a lot of great audio to share with you. A bunch of it has to do with the retards. That's my bread and butter. Ting. That's one thing that I'll never change about this program. So I've got a new public service announcement, and by new, I mean this was recorded in the 60s or 70s. It's new to us. And it features Barbara Streisand. Madge Weinstein found this, so thank you very much, Madge. Let's take a listen to Babs here talk about the window lickers.
People
who eat paste are the luckiest mongloids in the world.
People who need people.
My God, is she gonna sing the whole fucking song? Christ. So what she's saying is the retards are the luckiest people in the world. I'm gonna take issue with that.
That was a lucky song for me. But it made me think, what about people who aren't so lucky? Like the thousands and thousands of children who are born each year mentally retarded. They're often quite helpless. But with help, wonderful things can happen. Like a little retarded boy putting on his own hat and coat for the first time.
It's a miracle! The video is great because as Barbara's talking, you actually see an unsavory trying to button his shirt.
Mentally retarded.
Mentally
retarded.
Retarded.
They're often quite helpless. But with help, wonderful things can happen. Like a little retarded boy putting on his own hat and coat for the first time, all by himself. Or maybe a teenager will learn how to work at a job and feel useful. Needed, self-supporting. The retarded are people who need people. They can be helped. Won't you support the work of your local unit of the National Association for Retarded Children?
Don't throw us away! Just how lucky are the retarded? Well, they could possibly get a cashier job at McDonald's.
Hi, my name is Mike. This is a story about me and my friends. Like my mom, she's a wonderful mother. And my dad, he is a wonderful dude.
I just love listening to the way the mentally retarded speak. It's fascinating. And yes, this is the same kid who I play all the time. Welcome to McDonald's. How may I help you? You'll hear that in a minute.
That's my teacher.
Sure.
He is the best.
Best.
Mike's a super kid. Mike is very...
special.
Brilliant.
Stupid.
Outspoken.
Retarded.
That's my friend Tracy. I think she's beautiful. Come on, let's take a ride to McDonald's.
Yeah.
There's all my friends. Hey, you know, me and James are our best pals. We are a great team. High is up. Perfect.
I didn't get any spittle on these fries.
I was a little baby. People are always trying to help me.
Yeah.
So now I love to say, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you?
Mike Sewell is just one of the many special people working at McDonald's. Which is exactly why they can never get my fucking order right. I said no onions! Why would you ever hire the retarded? You want smart people working for you. Come on. All right, moving on. I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is a girl singing a 90s song I'm sure you're all familiar with.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, way-ho.
Ugh.
I say, boom, boom, boom. Now everybody say, way-ho.
Way-ho.
I say, boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear you say, way-ho. I say boom boom boom, now everybody say way ho. Boom boom boom, now let me hear you say way ho. I say boom boom boom, now everybody say way ho. I say boom.
She's not even singing it right, and there's really no lyrics to memorize.
Way ho. I say boom boom boom, now everybody say way ho.
Christ, why were webcams ever invented? Worst idea ever. Moving on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, I played more audio from the Vagina Man. He's some sort of spoken word performer. And I found a new clip of him talking about constipation. What America needs is to take a nice long shit. You know, that type of stuff. Well, I found his female counterpart. This is from WFMU's blog, and they say that this bitch is the very definition of pretentious. They pretty much hate all of her work, except for this piece entitled, I Am an Ass Man.
No, Herr Schmidt. I will not shit in your mouth even if I do get to know you. I just want to smell the gas pass from your ass. Ooh, he said as I picked the dried cum off of the bedpost. He was like twirling that tool of his like it was some fire extinguisher. And then he took that tool and he...
They all have the same way of speaking, I've noticed. The it's come to my attention that what the white man needs is to take a giant shit.
Put it up the wrong alley and took it out all brown and steamy and shiny. Ooh, it was all brown, ooh, ooh, taking it inside of me and he put it in the right hole. Ooh, you call that passion? You call that romance? You don't know what it's like for a woman to get cystitis. You don't know what it's like. I mean, I want it in the right hole, honey. Ooh, give it to me in that right hole. That right alley. That right tunnel of love. And I mean, I'm a 300-pound hussy who sits down and eats 30 Hershey bars at one sitting. Not like some anorexic ostrich like you, baby. Ooh, bulimia, mama. Bulimia, mama. Get your terms right. I don't care what you call it. It's damn unnatural of you. Up chucking all over the house in your stiletto heels. You so thin, you wearing those tight jeans, and then you wear that pantyhose underneath it, then you wear those dance skins. I hate women that wear dance skins all over the house.
This goes on for over 5 minutes. Let me just fast forward to the end. I can't take much more.
I mean, bitch, you on the snatch rack? I mean, I got my hand in your snatch rack.
All right, listen, for Sideshow Freaks, I'll post the whole thing, because maybe you might want to hear it.
Be on the rag, woman. How could you be on the period, be the best fuck in your life, be the best rape in your life, be the best cock in your life, and I was running.
That's going to be my new pickup line at bars. Hey, baby, I'm going to be the best rape of your life.
And I was running. Ooh, I was running. I was running because I wanted to wash those hands, that menstruation coming off my fingers, okay. Coming off of my nails, but it wouldn't come out, wouldn't wash out of my fingernails. It wouldn't wash out of my lifeline. It'd be a long time before I use that hand to shake my dick after I pissed.
All right, thank you very much, Karen. By the way, if you sign up for the Sideshow, you can hear my very own spoken word piece. Mine is called Rim Job.
If you ask me, the average person could benefit from having a tongue slide deeply in their asshole. Yes, rim jobs. Why so uptight about running your tongue in a circular motion around your partner's brown button?
All right, enough. If you don't remember who I'm trying to base that performance on, here's a little bit from his newest piece.
What you need, ladies and gentlemen, is a decent shit. Constipation is an epidemic sweeping the country.
So weird. If you guys want, I'll post that on the Sideshow feed, too.
Constipated.
All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up on top news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. I try to do video casts and weekend shows as well. Sign up right now. You can catch yesterday's exclusive program and Tuesday's extended show. Also, don't forget about AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. That's half off. Now, I've had my eye on the Max Results Pump. For $40, it'll make your dicky hard and plump. You know, Scott Taylor, the dickhole guy, was a huge proponent of the pump, and so I'm going to try my luck at it. According to the product overview, newcomers or old pros, how sad is it that there are old pros at the penis pump game, will love the simplicity behind the Max Results Pump. You know, I was going to go with the PostiVac, but then I realized I'm not 80 years old. The new Master Grip Finger Pull, that sounds painful, works with greater ease and less effort than other pumps. Once you've created a vacuum, enjoy the feeling of your massive erection. After about 10 minutes, it's advisable to reduce pressure, otherwise your cockhead will explode. Cleanup is easy. Ew, I would love to work at Adam and Eve just writing these descriptions. Just wash the tube out with soapy warm water and then pat dry. It's apparently great as a solo masturbator, or use it with a cock ring. Oh, Adam and Eve. Always trying to pull the upsell. Some men like to stimulate their prostate anally with a butt plug. Holy shit, you're going to be fully hooked up. Shit hanging from your dick, out of your ass, around your balls. It's a lot of equipment, but you can get them all at reasonable prices at Adam and Eve using coupon code FREAK. Again, 50% off. So this product, this penis pump, that's originally $40, you'll get for $20, plus free shipping and 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Where else are you going to get a penis pump for $20? Oh, I love those guys at Adam and Eve. There you go. AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK. Another way to help support the program. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, authorities in England say a 3-year-old there was recently treated for alcoholism.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Now that would be an intervention I would want to watch, be a part of.
Listen to me. I can control my f***ing drinking. I got problems people don't even know about, but that does not make me a f***ing drunk. My mom goes to work in the morning, and I don't even know if she's ever going to come back because I'm a baby and I have no concept of time. Where's my mommy? Where's my mommy? Where's my mommy? Where's my mommy? God damn, she has me suck on her and then she leaves me. Goo-goo f***ing caca.
And I'm guessing it's impossible to potty train an alcoholic baby. Walking, too, is another problem area. All right, the unnamed child had been given alcohol regularly. A trust that runs 3 hospitals in central England confirmed on Tuesday. The case highlights a new low in Britain's struggle to control a binge-drinking culture, which has seen alcohol-related deaths double in the past 2 decades. Of course, England isn't the only country to struggle with underage drinking. In the U.S., alcohol is the most commonly abused drug, and while drinking by people under the age of 21 is illegal, boys and girls 12 to 20 years of age drink 11% of all alcohol consumed in the U.S. Underage drinking is no joke. Here's a little opinion from the news story. Underage drinking is no joke. It causes all sorts of health problems, from changes in brain development to higher rates of physical and sexual assault and homicide and suicide. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Arizona. It's a short one. In a bizarre situation between 2 roommates who would act out vampire activities, one roommate was sentenced Tuesday, March 15th, for stabbing his roommate for refusing to participate in the vampire play. 24-year-old Aaron Homer was sentenced Tuesday in county court after pleading guilty for stabbing his roommate, 25-year-old Robert Melee. At one point during the relationship, the 2 roommates would do vampire stuff, like sucking blood, okay, which Melee admits he allowed Homer to do only once. According to a report in the Arizona Republic, Melee allowed Homer to suck his blood for 2 to 3 minutes because Homer threatened his ex-girlfriend. However, when Homer wanted to perform the bizarre ritual again, Melee refused, causing Homer to stab him. Well, that is not a very polite vampire.
Blood! Gimme, 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 gimme! I'm gonna bite you.
I don't think I ever played that part before. Gimme, 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 gimme!
Gimme, gimme, gimme!
Oh.
I'm gonna bite you.
You don't want to do that, okay?
I will.
So you just take it easy and we'll get to jail, all right?
Yeah! Okay.
No, I don't want that.
Can I bite it off?
No.
I know, do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why are you trying to scare me?
Because I'm gonna bite you, man.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm hungry.
Hungry?
I'm a very polite vampire.
I forgot how much I enjoy that clip. So good, folks. Melee told police regarding the second incident, quote, "I said no, and he flipped. He said, I'm doing it, and then boom, he stabbed me." The vampire wannabe, Homer, pleaded guilty to aggravated assault and received 3 years probation for his actions. So there you go. And finally today, got a story coming out of Sweden. A woman in Western Sweden who drank 2 cups of soured milk has been unable to eat for days. Not because she drank soured milk, but because she found a condom in it. Apparently the Swedes love their sour milk. Quote, "Mama was shocked and I couldn't eat for 2 days," the woman's daughter said. The mother discovered the unsavory additive last Monday as she was pouring the last drops of the container of Filmjölk, a sour-tasting fermented milk product popular in Sweden, to give to her dog. In addition to the remaining creamery, yogurty-like liquid, a condom, its packaging, a pink-colored plastic ring, and a receipt squirted out into the dog dish. Woman told the newspaper neither she nor her mom were able to eat for days after the incident. She started to eat again, but she's never going to buy Filmjölk again. A customer service representative from Arla Foods, the Scandinavian dairy cooperative which produces Filmjölk, told her that her mother's discovery was impossible. The Arla rep theorized that someone in the woman's home may have placed the condom in the package as a prank, something which she says couldn't have happened. The package has since been sent to Arla for analysis, but spokesperson Katrina Malmström is doubtful that the condom ended up in the Filmjölk during its packaging process. I want to know if the condom was used or not. How would you be able to tell? It's swimming around in, like, sour, spoiled milk. It's kind of creamy, kind of yogurty. It probably looks just like cum. We haven't had a chance to speak with the customer about whether or not the seal on the screw top was broken or not when she opened the package, the spokeswoman said. According to Malmström, it will likely be several days before technicians at the company will have any answers regarding when and how the condom and the other items ended up in the packaging. So there you go. Shouldn't they have a third party looking into this, you know, doing the analysis? Of course, the company that makes the product is going to come to the conclusion that, no, we had nothing to do with it. Sorry, you're crazy. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, yes. Let's check in with my freaks, see what they're up to.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Hi, Sid.
Two things for you. The first one is a suggestion.
Okay.
You're backed up way, way, way back on your voicemails. So.
Not really. I'm to March, I think. He sent this on March 2nd.
I think you should just...
I have broken into.
Yeah, I think you should just let the voicemail play start to finish until you're caught back up. You don't have to commentate. That would actually be a good test of patience.
Oh.
Second thing is, I have a question for your blind listeners.
Okay.
After they take a shit, when they wipe their asses, how do they know that they've wiped completely
that
clean?
That is, like, a brilliant question.
Smell the toilet paper when they're done? Yeah.
Blind people are disgusting. Yeah, that is a super, super good question. Blind people out there, how do you know when you've wiped your ass enough? Call in or email me.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is CD, the Juggalo Christian Republican Sideshow Freak from Vermont.
I had
an idea for another shirt. I know you're pretty much out of the shirts that you had, and you had plans for possibly making new shirts in the future.
Uh-huh.
I think you should have a shirt that says "Crystal Meth loosens up your butthole."
Oh.
I certainly would purchase one.
That might be good for Gay Pride's coming up in June. I think a lot of my Careless Fairy listeners will purchase that, or maybe just a shirt that says "Boy Pussy" on it.
Hey, Tim, Groom of the Stool calling in again. I called you a few days ago telling you my butt hurt.
I like that name.
And I took a dump today. A solid 4 on the Bristol stool chart, and there was blood.
What is
hemorrhoid? The mystery.
You've got hemorrhoids, I think. Get that checked out.
Hey, Tim, Spiral.
And then take pictures.
Hey, Tim, Spiral. Hey, lesbians.
No, you have to say your whole name. Spiral him. Fucker.
Hey, Tim, Spiral. Hey, lesbians. What are your views on lesbians? When I was growing up, I was never really into lesbians. You know, that's cool. 2 chicks, 4 titties. But just recently, I've discovered older women seducing younger women online, and it's fucking hot, dude.
Oh.
Shit really turns on the fucking ham.
You're into lesbian cougars, my friend. Yeah, what the hell?
Timmy, Timmy, Bo, what ya do? Love you and your queefy boys.
Alright, thank you very much. I believe that's the Puerto Rican fat man checking in.
Hey, Timmy Boo, where can we get that fucking 2-hour, 1,000-episode review?
Funny you should mention that, because I just posted it again on my Facebook wall or whatever, so new listeners could check it out. And then people have been saying, you know, that was produced in 2009. I really should make another one, because there's been so much going on since then, so I might do that. And then someone said, Tim, what about the monthly distorted reviews that you had toyed around with? And I completely forgot about that idea, where every month I would go back and find the best stuff from the month and create a little podcast for you. So I might do that again.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida. First thing I want to say is, if you're not a Sideshow member, you really should be. And this is the reason why.
I'm not
the new DV Log Buster. And I have a question for you. Where in the hell do you find some of this video footage?
All over the web, on YouTube. I search for stuff, and there are other websites that collect, you know, videos on their own. And I look through that and find stuff that I think you guys might enjoy. People send in stuff all the time too.
Hey,
by the way, if you do have some funny audio or video, send it along to me. show@distortedview.com. Always looking for good stuff to play for you.
Hey, Tim, very heavy rotations here. Hey, just calling to let you know that when Wing takes a shit on South Park, she sits down, but in real life, she stands up.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for the information. Hey, yesterday when I was playing that Colonel Sanders audio for the Sideshow exclusive program, I guess that could have been considered Heavy Rotation Friday, because you couldn't figure out what the fuck he was talking about. So yeah, I guess we did do Heavy Rotation Thursday. Did I say Heavy Rotation Friday earlier? I meant Thursday.
Yo, broski, it's Colonial Kid. Stop bitching about your viruses and get a damn Mac, son.
I do have a Mac, but the problem is I hate learning new shit. As a matter of fact, I have the Windows 7 machine now, and I finally upgraded my audio program, and I hate it. Well, actually, I'm getting used to it, but it's just a pain in the ass to learn new stuff.
Hey, Tim, sounds stupid.
Eventually, I will, though. I'll move over to the Mac, I guess.
Hey, Tim, some stupid court overturned a ruling against the Westboro Church.
Right.
Somebody needs to go to the members of the church and slit all their fucking throats, rape them, and their dead asses.
Like, I don't think anyone disagrees with the fact that they're insane and just awful people, but, you know, I guess they have the right to do certain things that everyone, you know, everyone has the right to.
Hey, Tim, this is Freeloader, ex-Benedict from Texas, and I'm listening, catching up on the show. And,
no, you wouldn't want the Westboro Baptist Church to go away anyways, because they bring us so much comedy.
On February 22nd show, you were talking about how much you absolutely hate Finman. And I have to say, you are the first person besides myself that has ever said that I know of. Everybody that I know thinks I'm a freak and an idiot for not liking
Yes, them. And then every time, around this time of year when Girl Scout cookies come out, everyone gets the fucking Thin Mints, and then I tell them, oh, those are disgusting, and then they force them on me. Like, no, you gotta try. I have tried them countless times. I don't like the idea of chocolate and mint together. I know I'm in the minority here, but I just don't like
it. Chocolate and mint just taste like ass to me.
Yeah, I like chocolate. I like mint. I don't like them together.
It gets all melty all over your fingers. It looks like you shit yourself in your hand.
That.
Really? That's all I had to say.
All right. Power to go. Thank you very much. I should start a Facebook group about the few of us who hate Thin Mints.
Hey, Tim. Hey, I can't download my butt fudge. Well, that didn't sound right.
No, I wonder what the problem is. Well, maybe I screwed up the link at first, but I definitely did correct it, so try it again. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Constipated.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Peel my pussy lips apart. Take the tip of your tongue. Spell the alphabet right on my clit. Oh, yeah.